Good morning. Well, we'll have to try that again in a minute. Probably should have said order rather than morning and then moved on to morning. Good morning. And could I say it's a joy to hear that buzz this morning. It's a joy to hear that conversation. It's a joy to look around and to see so many present with us for worship in Railway Street today. So we do welcome each and every one of you from wherever you've come. We welcome our regular members here. We welcome family and friends who are visiting with us today, especially family of our Exodus teams, or family of our BB boys from the company section who are receiving presentations today, and especially we welcome Nathan Donnell, who's our speaker today. Nathan is a member of Elmwood Presbyterian Church, so it's a joy to have him here with us as well. You're not going to have to listen to me very much, folks, I'm happy to say, but there is the opportunity to listen to me more this evening. I would invite you to come and join us at 6:30. We're coming to the end of our studies in the book of Timothy. This is our penultimate evening looking at that tonight. So tonight we're looking at 2 Timothy 6, 3-10, thinking about learning contentment. So do join us 6:30 this evening for evening worship. Members of Congregational Committee, please remember that meeting, and we anticipate and we hope it will be a short meeting tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. in the upper room. So tomorrow morning at 8 p.m. Property Subcommittee are meeting at 7 p.m. in the link. So if you're a member of that subcommittee, and if you're not sure, because there's been some changes there since the committee election, check with Eddie Lockhart to find out if you're not sure whether you're on that subcommittee or not. So that's at 7. The link is open again on Wednesday from 10 until 12 for anybody to come in. Feel free to invite others to come as well to share there. Folks, I wasn't with you last Sunday, but last Sunday we had our gift day for the link redevelopment, and I want to thank all of you who have already given to that, and in some cases have given again extraordinarily generously. At the minute, it stands at over £20,000 has come in, and that's with gift aid to follow. Now, I know there was a number of folks weren't able to be here last Sunday, so if you hadn't had the opportunity to contribute to this, then I would ask you to do so soon as possible, either using the special envelopes that are available in the porch or doing that directly by bank transfer. But thank you already for your generous giving to that. Finally, it is with sadness that I have to announce the death this morning of Dr. Joseph James Dornan, or Jim as we knew him, late of 9 Walnut Hill, Lisburn. At Jim's own request, there will be a private funeral service at the family home on Wednesday morning, followed by a private committal at Blair Cemetery. However, the family are anxious for me to say that friends are welcome to call at the family home in the intervening time. We extend our prayerful sympathies to his wife of 63 years, Betty, to his children, Mark, Jill, and Lynn, and to the wider family circle. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you that as disciples of Jesus Christ, we do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that you will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. We praise you for the hope of the gospel today, centered on the amazing promise of the Lord Jesus that he is the resurrection and the life. And the one who believes in him will live even though they die. We pray that a knowledge and a faith in that gospel would comfort those who mourn this day. We thank you for Jim Dornan's life. We thank you for what he meant and means to all who knew and who loved him. We praise you above all for his faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that was at the center of his life and that sustained him, especially as he struggled with declining health in recent years. We commit to your compassion and comfort this day those who have lost a husband, a father, and a grandfather. We think of those members of Jim's family who are a part of our church family here, his wife Betty, his daughter Jill, and his grandchildren Cameron and Amy Lee. And we also commit to you his son, Mark, and his daughter, Lynn, and their families, all those who mourn at this time. Hear our prayers, which we bring in Jesus' name. Amen. Very happy to hand over to our youth coordinator, Hannah Craig, who's going to lead our service.
Good morning and welcome to our Youth and Children's Sunday. This morning we get to join together to worship God, to thank him for all his goodness to us among our children and young people over this past year, and ask for his continued blessing on them over these summer months and beyond. So as we begin this morning, let us remember who our God is. Listen to these words from Psalm 145. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. So let's do that now. Let's praise him now as we stand and sing, "The Lord bless you and keep you."
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Fantastic. I don't know if this one's working. Doesn't look like it. We'll just go with one. The true test of whether it's working or not, just whacking up as hard as you can. Good morning. I'm Daniel. It's my wife, Jess. And we're just going to quickly interview a few of the team members. They have been given some prior warning. But can you first just introduce, say your name, what age you are, and that'll do.
I'm Luca, and I'm 15.
I'm Rebecca, and I'm 16.
I'm Jonathan, and I'm 15.
Perfect. So these guys have been meeting up every week for about the last 14 weeks now. And are heading out to Romania in the summer. So, Luca, would you just be able to tell us, what does a typical night at team look like?
So, we only do be there by 7, but normally it's 10 past 7 because most of our team are late. And after that, we have forfeits for everyone who's late, which is most of the team. So after that's all done, then we go into some games, and we normally play games for quite a while, and then we normally go into two different teams for the games because they're normally like team games. And then we go into Bible readings, and we do Bible readings heading up to the week. So we go into those and learn about God, and then we finish with a prayer.
Perfect. Sounds lots of fun. Johnny, what has been your highlight of team so far?
So team's been really good so far, and I've got a couple of highlights. First one being the weekend away that we had in Portrush. I just really enjoyed socializing with everybody and playing board games in the evening and getting to know them all. And another has been the quiz that we had recently. Some of you might have been in it. And again, I just really loved the atmosphere and getting to know people from the other team as well. So yeah.
Perfect. That sounds great. Rebecca, what is one thing you've learned from team so far, and what has been the biggest challenge?
One thing I learned, I'd say, is just like the benefits of like discussing through different devotions. So each week we have a set of devotions that we have to do, and then we go around and discuss it. It's just been really beneficial just to see what other people have found from it. And a challenge has been just doing something different, stepping out of my comfort zone, even just the whole team in general, something that I would never have done before. So yeah, it's a big challenge, but it's been good.
Perfect. So you're going out to Romania soon, 30th of June. It's less than 3 weeks away. It starts at 1:15 a.m. on the Friday morning, going down to Dublin. So I hope you are all as enthusiastic and energized as you are this morning. At that time. So what is one thing you're most looking forward to about Romania, and what is one thing you're nervous about?
I'm really looking forward to like running a kids club and like influencing lots of like younger people and teaching them about God, and quite nervous about the weather because it's meant to be extremely hot there and probably will get sunburnt.
One thing I'm excited about is just having new experiences and just seeing what other churches and children are like across the world. And one thing I'm nervous about would be like just like the travelling broadly.
I'm most looking forward to getting stuck into everything. You know, getting involved in the church and the community. I'm most nervous about the language barrier.
Perfect. And then finally, do you have any prayer points for the team, for the congregation to be praying for you as you're going out?
It would be really good if you prayed for our travel, because we have a lot of time traveling. It's the flight is quite long, and then the bus is also quite long. So that would be great. And also for the leaders for doing such a great job leading us and organizing all the events for us and just connecting with the kids in Romania and teaching them about God.
I'd just say just that we'd all just stay safe and that everything would just run smoothly with like travel and weather and even just kids camps and everything, that it would just all go well.
Yeah, just about the language barrier, that we'd be able to communicate with everybody there, and that none of us would get sick from something there.
Yep, it's good. You've got a doctor on the team, you'll be all right. I'll sort you out. So Jess is just going to share a bit about what we are doing. We're going out in the same time as them.
So Dan and I travelled to Romania last year with a team of young people, and as soon as we arrived at the Exodus Centre, I said to him, we need to come back here. It's just a really special place where you feel God's presence very clearly, and you know, you get away from life, and just really focus on your relationship with God. So we are heading out at the same time. We have assembled the best team possible with Ben, Dan's brother, and my brother. So yeah, family connections. So we're heading out to support Augustine and Hoini, who work in the Exodus Centre in Sutor. Just general, you know, cleaning, cooking, driving, all the things Dan's really good at, and then also supporting the bush camp team that are heading out. So there'll be three teams there when we're there, and a bush camp team, and we're just supporting kind of in the running of that. We're there for 6 days, and then we travel to Hungary, where we travel to a place called Freedom Springs. So some of you have been to the Exodus Centre in Romania, and it is, you know, running water, electricity, showers, good food. Freedom Springs is no electricity and no running water, so it'll be a bit of a different experience. But when we're there, we will be leading the bush camp with a few different teams. So yeah, we're really excited to head back out there in a bit of a different capacity to support just the work that goes on there. So yeah, if you could keep us in your prayers as well, we would really appreciate it. Is that enough?
Good? Yep, perfect. That's great. We're just going to invite all of the team just to come up in front of here, and we're just going to pray for you as you go out.
So yeah, let's pray. Father, thank you for each of the people standing here before us now. Thank you for their commitment to you over these past years of their lives. Thank you for their commitment over the past few weeks to meet as a team, God, and study your word. Thank you for the relationships that they've built with each other, and thank you for the relationship that they've developed with you, God. And I just pray for them as they prepare to travel. We thank you for this opportunity to go out into the world and make disciples that, like you've commissioned us to do, God. And I pray that when they're there, God, I pray that they will take every single opportunity you give them. I pray that you will give them courage and strength and bravery. I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide them as they lead kids clubs and have conversations. And yeah, the language barrier, God, you know, it is something that can be a struggle, God, but I thank you for the people there who can translate for them, and I just pray that you will be with them, God, to overcome that barrier. I pray for anyone who are a bit nervous about the travel, I pray that you'll be with them and give them comfort and peace. Amen.
Yes, Father, we just thank you for this incredible team that you have assembled, Father. We thank you that you have placed every single one of them on this team for a reason, and for your good and for your glory. So we just pray for each one of them, Father, as they head out to Romania. Father, we just pray that they would just grab this opportunity, Father, that they would fully commit to this incredible adventure that is awaiting them, Father. And we just pray, Lord, that as they run kids' clubs, Father, as they go to bush camp, as they interact with the youth, Lord, as they speak with the elderly people in the congregations out there, Father, and we just pray, Lord, in everything that they do,
Lord, that you would be glorified and that you would be lifted high. We pray for safe travels, Father. We pray for smooth running of kids' clubs, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would break down that language barrier between them, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that, yes, that you would be glorified and that you would be lifted high in all that they do. Amen.
Thank you so much to the team and to Dan and Jess. We'll be continuing to pray for you and look forward to hearing how God will work through you and among you while you're away. Before we hear from God's word, we're going to sing together. This song is called We Are the Church. It reminds us of God's forever plan to gather a people together to be his, to be made alive forever, and to be made his family. There are some actions in the chorus, so I hope you can remember those, but if not, you can follow along with me. Brilliant, please do take a seat. There's some great actions there. Before Nathan comes to speak to us from God's word, Harry is going to come and read from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. You can find that on page 1174 of the Pew Bibles. And when Harry's finished reading, if any of the children in our church family would like to come to the front, and Nathan will speak to you from there.
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he may show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Nathan, for reminding us of that free gift of God's love. Throughout this year, there's been a wonderful team of leaders who each week teach the Bible on Sunday mornings to the children and young people in our church, in beginners, kids, and youth church. They work really hard to prepare each week and love and serve our young people so well. So I just wanted to take this time this morning to say a massive thank you to you, to those who serve in our youth and children's ministries on a Sunday morning. Thank you for all that you do to pass on the gospel to the next generation. We're going to hear from some of those leaders now. So I'd like to invite up Joe, who serves in beginners, Mark, who serves in kids' church, and Sarah, who serves in youth church, just to hear a bit about what's been going on this year. Thank you so much for coming up here this morning. Please can you tell us a little bit about what you've been hearing from God's Word in Beginners, Kids and Youth Church this year?
So in Beginners we've started at the beginning and we've been working through the Bible, touching on all of the main themes, the Old Testament Bible stories that you would expect to hear. We also did a lovely couple of lessons about prayer and the correct way to pray, and now we've moved on to the New Testament and we've been doing some of Jesus's parables, and we're about to move into some of his miracles.
Wow.
And in kids church this year we have also started at the beginning, so we started a nice couple of lessons actually back in January on the creation story, which was really nice to go through. There's 7 days in Genesis 1, and then our different groups have moved through, and I think my group finished in April with Jacob and Esau, so mirroring kind of what was maybe being preached on in church, which was really nice as well.
So it seems to be a theme, because Youth Church did the same. So we titled it The Greatest Story Ever Told, and it was basically looking at God's salvation plan and how it was all about Jesus from the very beginning of Genesis all the way through to Revelation. And at the minute, I've just started working on parables as well.
Brilliant. Please, can you tell us what has been your highlight this year in Kids, Beginners and Youth Church?
So I think for many of the teachers, the training would have been a great encouragement. The content in the training is outstanding. It's very Christ-centered and very practical. For beginners specifically, you'd have to mention prayer bear. So this year, beginners started an initiative of a little prayer diary, and that goes home to a different child each week together with a little bear called Prayer Bear, and he has a few changes of clothes. And as a parent myself, I can tell you that he's a very, very much loved guest in the family, and it's just a lovely way to encourage children to pray, and every night they'll keep a little record of what they've been praying for. It's really lovely.
Yeah, great.
I guess probably one of my encouragements this year is just seeing the growth in numbers in Kids Church. I think we had a couple of years where maybe a bit lower, but we're starting to see the same kids come back week on week, which is a real highlight and gets us as leaders to get to know the kids. We always spend the first 5 or 10 minutes of each lesson just getting to find out what their plans are for the week ahead, what they've done in the previous week, and get to know some of their highlights and their lowlights of the week. And that's a really special time. So it's really nice to have that sort of consistent group of kids that come each week, and we can really see them grow then from month to month.
My highlight would be at Easter time, we had like an Easter youth day. So all the kids from Youth Church came here, and we played a lot of games. Then we went to Wallace Park, played some more games. We also did an Easter egg hunt in the church, which I won. And then that evening, the kids all helped us prepare a meal for their parents and their families to come down and share with. And it was just really special to see all those kids really getting along together, and then getting to know their families a bit more as well. It was really special.
Brilliant. Lastly then, how can we pray for the leaders and the children in Beginners, Kids and Youth?
I think for the teachers, that we would just continue to grow in our own faith as we serve the Lord, and that just for prayer for our preparation, that our lessons would be prayerfully prepared and not only engaging but spiritually worthwhile. For the children, beginners, we have a regular core group, which we just praise the Lord for, and there has been some growth there. So that is just something to really be so thankful for, but also just to bring in more children and increase our numbers, and ultimately for our children, that they come to a saving knowledge of the Lord. That's our main prayer for them.
Yeah, I would probably echo a lot of that, I guess. For the leaders, it can be difficult sometimes if you've been doing it for a long time. Just think of new ways or creative ways to put across what are sometimes quite complicated messages or stories, but trying to give the kids a key sort of idea to take away with each week. So definitely prayer for that for us as a leadership team. And then for the kids as well, we're really keen that church isn't just something that they come to on a Sunday for 45 minutes and hear about, but we're really trying to encourage them to take it out into their week. So really prayer for how they can, you know, take what they've learned that Sunday and then take it through to Monday to Saturday until we see them again the following weekend.
So mine is similar again for the leaders with the preparation, and also for the kids, obviously now coming close to summer when we have maybe some less structured sessions with so many kids away on holiday, just to really pray that they keep it going themselves. It's been really encouraging to see all the kids bring their own Bibles to Youth Church and actually seeing them write notes in it and highlight things and know that they've been reading it throughout the week. So just pray that keeps going, that they keep seeking Christ in every aspect of their life, especially while they're away from us a bit more over the summer months.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm going to pray now and thank God for his work among our children and young people. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all that you've been teaching our children and young people about you over the past year. Thank you for showing them your power and greatness and kindness and gentleness. We pray for them as they grow, that they would grow in knowledge and love of you, that they would love your word because it shows them who you are. Please continue to bless them in all that they do over this next year. Help them to honor you. We thank you, Father, too, for their parents. Please give them wisdom as they raise their children to know Jesus. Equip them with all that they need and give them grace enough for each day. Father, we thank you for the leaders serving in our children's ministries on Sunday morning. Thank you for all the hard work they put in to prepare each week. And thank you for their love for the children and youth. Please sustain them. Please give them joy in serving you and help them to pass on the gospel faithfully. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you're interested in serving in our youth and children's ministries in the coming year, then please do speak to Sophie, Nikki, or I. We'd love to have more people involved. Now, it's the point in the service that children, probably you've been looking forward to. We have some gifts for you this morning. To all the children and young people in our church family, we love you. Thank you for all that you add to our church family and for the joy that you bring. As a little token of our love for you, we have a gift for you this morning. These gifts point you to Jesus, the one who loves you the most and the one that we would love for you to grow up to know, love, and serve for yourself. So Sophie and I are going to hand out the gifts. I'm going to hand over to Sophie first, who's going to hand out the gifts to Beginners Church. For those in Youth Church, we do have gifts for you, but instead of you each coming up to the front, which I know you probably wouldn't want to do anyway, we'll hand them out in Youth Church next week. This morning we aren't finished handing out important things, so I'm going to hand over to David, our BB captain, now, who has some special awards to present.
Thank you so much, Hannah. It's wonderful to be with you all on Railway Street this morning and see so many familiar faces. For those of you who I don't know, my name's David Cleland, and I have the privilege of being captain of 1st Lisburn Boys Brigade. I do have a couple of things to say, but I'm aware there's a very important cricket match about to happen very soon, so I want to present one of our boys with his president's badge quickly. So, Ross Glover, could you and Andrew come up, and we'll give you your president's badge, and then I've just got a couple of things to say, if that's okay. So Ross has worked very hard for the last number of years, and the tradition that we have is that this is the second highest award that you can gain in Boys Brigade, and our tradition is that the dad presents it to his boy for all his hard work. So this is for the next step, Ross. This is a certificate to say well done, and that's for the next step for your Queen's badge. So I'll let Dad hold on to that. Can we give him a round of applause? Can I get a photo? Now, if you don't win that cricket game, we're coming back and doing it all over again. Johnny, do you need to go as well? No, you're good. Okay. So look, it is an absolute privilege to be captain of a fantastic boys' brigade company. For those of you who don't know, we have 98 boys registered and 20 officers. I'm so ably assisted by a fabulous team of people who sacrificially come down each week. Our anchor boys are led by Christina Wall, and our junior section is led by Gordon Wallace, who are members of the church, who do a fantastic job in those sections. I'm also deeply grateful for the support of this church and also our chaplain in helping us use the facilities here and support us in everything that we do. I have noticed that very especially over the last year. Some of you may be aware of some press coverage about the Boys Brigade in Northern Ireland with the relationship with the United Kingdom. And Michael's support and guidance and prayerfulness through that has been an incredible help to me. He also has been able to allow us to use this church for a very important and historic meeting a number of months ago. And he has also kindly allowed us to use the church for the Boys Brigade Northern Ireland AGM next Monday. So thank you so much for that, Michael. He knows what we've been through. A lot of you probably won't. And what it means for your boy, for parents who have boys coming to the Boys Brigade, you won't notice an awful lot of difference. But I am delighted to say this morning, for those who don't know, that we have reached an agreement with the Boys Brigade in the UK that will allow us to operate together but independently, so that we can ensure that we stick to our object about advancing Christ's kingdom among boys, and that we can retain financial support in order to tailor our programmes for our boys in Northern Ireland. So there's a lot more to say on that, but don't worry, we're in good hands and we're in safe hands. We have discussed this at length, and the people of Northern Ireland are all behind us, so we will be able to update you further at some point as well. I do just want to take this opportunity to say a special word of thanks to all our boys who come down every week, also to parents and carers who bring them down faithfully. The sun's shining this morning, everyone's in a good mood. Whenever you hit November and December time, whenever it's cold and wet and damp outside, you know, we greatly appreciate that. And the numbers of boys that we have coming down here, the fact that our company has been running from 1909, is just fantastic. So we are deeply, deeply grateful, and we don't take it for granted. And we wouldn't be able to run our Boys Brigade without the help of people behind the scenes. I often mention Joe and Adeline. Every week the halls are immaculate, the heat's on when we need it, bins are emptied, little things that you maybe don't see, but we want to thank you again, Adeline, and pass on our thanks to Joe as well for everything that you do for us. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. And also Elizabeth Bridget, who coordinates diaries and different things as well, probably that admin job that, again, I'm sure no one sees, but thank you to Elizabeth for everything that she does. And something that I haven't thanked people for a while, there are a number of people within the congregation who maybe don't have a boy within the BB, or maybe some that do. You support us financially each month, and I just want to take the opportunity to say a massive thank you for your financial support. That helps us to deliver a very effective, relevant and engaging programme for all of our boys, to allow them to do wonderful activities and to experience life to the full and all that that involves within the context of the Boys Brigade. So thank you for everyone who has continued to do that over many months. We are absolutely thrilled within the Boys Brigade to see the birth and the exponential growth of the 375th Girls Brigade Company within this church. Under Hilary's leadership and the work of all her leaders and the girls, we are just so delighted to see another organisation thriving in this place and doing so, so well. We hope to partner in future years and do different things together. We've had a trip to the Belfast Giants, and we have actually, just in December there, we're going to have to rename this, because previously it was called the BB Market, but it's no longer the BB Market. This is going to be the Christmas Market, and we saw how effective and great that was this year, where BB, GB, and the church came together, three all separate, all coming together as one, working together to provide a wonderful outreach and just an opportunity to engage with our community at Christmas time. So we're excited about what the future holds, and we're just so deeply grateful to have wonderful organisations running from this church. But today we're here to celebrate the wonderful achievements of some of our boys, and we have two sets of awards to present. We have President's Badges and Queen's Badges to present. So the President's Badge is the second highest honour that you can gain within Boys Brigade. Boys who usually attain this are about fourth year, so about 15 years old. So it's an opportunity for them to gain leadership skills. They're starting to show a little bit of maturity. And just whenever I look down, I was standing at the back, and I see two BB leaders and three BB boys standing with this Exodus team. That makes me immensely proud. I don't know how you feel as parents about that, but as a leader of these boys and seeing how they have grown up and matured over many years, remembering when they came in as very small, young kids like this, and see their maturity and growth, and it's kind of funny, we do see them each week, but all of a sudden, the incremental gain, and all of a sudden they're kind of, you're so much bigger, and they're going off on these teams. It's just tremendous, and it's a real blessing. Hannah, thank you for sharing Psalm 145 at the start. my favourite psalm. The line, "One generation shall commend your works to another and declare your mighty acts." That is absolutely tremendous. And let me just, before we do present the awards, that's a verse of scripture that's read, and how that's played out. I see that played out in real life here in Railway Street. And that's why the Bible is so real and so relevant today. Because believe it or not, especially you guys at the front, I was once 5 years old. I was once 5 years old. Now, that was a very, very, very long time ago. And do you know what? Whenever I was 5 years old, I started off a journey in Boys Brigade. And do you know what? I had two leaders that I think are here this morning. Auntie Carol over here and Auntie Dorothy down there. So to have leaders like that who have modeled that and displayed that, and this morning it's such a great privilege for me to see that Carol's grandson, Jack, is going to get his president's badge. So there's the Bible at work in real life. People may be asked today, is the Bible real and relevant? Here you go. There's one proof and one example. So for Carol and for Auntie Carol, sorry, and Auntie Dorothy, thank you so much for your sacrifice. Many, 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 38 years ago, whenever I was an anchor boy. So thank you so, so much for that. Anyway, look, I just want to honour our boys now. So could I ask the dads of Aunt Spence, Stephen Davidson, Caleb Grattan, Caleb Morrell, Jack McBurney, and Jonathan Gillespie to come forward, and those boys as well, to receive your president's badge from your dads.
Can we give them all a big round of applause? I'm just going to ask everyone to return, apart from Simon and...
So I did say it was 38 years ago whenever I was in the BB, but these guys are older than me, so these guys were my role models whenever I was in company section. Simon had actually kind of, I think, left him as an officer, but Johnny was definitely a role model. And if you had seen this guy in a rugby pitch, my word, he was a fierce competitor. So for me to see these guys presenting their sons with these badges is something extra special. And for what you guys poured into my life, and just the example that you set, and I look around the room here and I see Stuart here and I see Ricky and other guys, and I also see Jeff's mother-in-law as well here too. So just for people throughout our company who have invested into our boys over many years, we want to say a massive thank you. I want to release you two, but Auntie Carol, I want you to come up and get a photograph with Jack and Johnny, if that's okay. Okay. So the highest award a boy can gain in the Boys Brigade is the Queen's Badge. And some of you are probably thinking, well, we no longer have the Queen. Whenever our boys started off on this course, the Queen was the patron, so they have finished that, and we don't know what's going to happen yet with the new King. I know a letter has been sent to him, and we're awaiting a response to see if he will continue the patronage of the Boys Brigade. But it's a delight and a pleasure to have, well, we actually have three boys who have achieved the Queen's Badge this year. One of them is Max Spence, and I think Gordon might have a photograph. So here's Max. We had a presentation and fun night over at Boys Brigade headquarters in Newport a number of weeks ago, and Gillian was able to present Max with his badge and certificate then. We do have a highly competitive sports boys who do competitive sports. So Max has a game of cricket today that he couldn't unfortunately be here, but we'll hope to get him presented with that in church at some point as well. So well done to Max. But the two boys who I am delighted to say are here this morning are James Johnson and Nathaniel Barr. So dads get the privilege of presenting President's Badge, but we leave this privilege to mums to present the Queen's Badge to their boys. And I think the Queen's Badge, it's a great achievement. The badge is beautiful. It looks really well. If you put that you have got this on your CV, it looks really good for potential employment. But what we feel within our company, that through the course and the process of engaging with BB and through the Queen's Badge course, we're actually shaping and forming the character of our boys as they become young men. And a little 2-inch piece of metal doesn't quite define that, but we believe that we're shaping and transforming their character. so that they will become godly men, so that they will be able to engage positively in our community, and that hopefully one day they will be good role models for their wives and for their families and for the next generation. So we are so thrilled to have two guys doing that, and our three boys who have done it this year have many very different gifts and talents. James has been down at the back doing all the AV and sound here this morning. He's probably been doing that for many weeks and months, something that you maybe don't see, but he's been actively doing that. Nathaniel's very talented musically, academically. He comes and helps with our anchor boys and has a real rapport with those young men too. And Max is off playing cricket. So there's a spot here for you. And for anyone who has a boy and you're thinking, do I send my boy down to BB? Please do. You are very, very, very welcome to come along. Even if your boy is of teenage years or whatever stage or age they are, they are very welcome and we'll find a place for them within First Lisburn BB. So could I ask Nathaniel, James and their mums to come forward just as they present them with their Queen's badges.
Can we give Nathaniel a round of applause? Is that okay?
It's lovely to see Fiona presenting that to James for all her hard work in Cabin Boys and Anchor Boys over the years too. So Fiona, we thank you for all your work and effort there as well. So well done, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. It is a privilege to serve the Boys Brigade in this part of Lisburn, so thank you.
Brilliant. As we finish this morning, let's join to sing together, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.